All right, so we're going to get started right now.
Starting now.
Right now.
Today.
Okay, because I have an issue I'd like to start off with this
get
podcast.
Into
you ready?
It.
Get into it. Okay.
Diary attack.
All right, so when it comes to buying like off-brand products, normally I don't care. Like when it comes to water, literally anything, buying off-brand products, I feel like it's fine. Whatever, it's cool. But when you buy off-brand toilet paper,
it ain't
that's
the same.
Exactly. And I'm talking to you. You guys have airplane toilet paper in your bathrooms.
We are in a pandemic. There is no toilet paper.
No, there is toilet paper because they've restocked all the shelves.
We bought at the time when we couldn't. So it was...
Then just donate it and get better toilet paper.
We just bought new ones. We're using the old stuff up. We're not wasting.
It doesn't pick up my dookie. I'm sorry. I'm going to say it. It doesn't pick up my dookie.
Then don't use the bathroom. Then go home and use your bathroom.
I got to use like a mile of toilet paper in order to wipe once.
I guess it makes up because it is one ply.
Yeah.
So if you fold it, bring it back, and then start like working like that, you'll be good.
It's like each of those squares is like a three-thread count.
That's why they call it bathroom tissue and not toilet paper.
Yeah.
Right, that makes sense.
Like they don't even want you thinking and having high expectations that you're going to get a decent wipe.
That's what my grandma uses all the time.
What, the cheap shit?
Mm-hmm. Baby, you could get a toilet paper cut with that shit.
Yeah, it's not fun. But yeah, let's get this podcast started.
Let's do
it's
it.
Coffee Taco, baby. Yeah.
I am so sorry I didn't stand up and dance along with you. Guys, I messed up my shoulder pretty bad.
Really bad. And it's crazy because I feel like it didn't really hit you until days later.
Yeah, it's been very delayed. And
well, tell us all about it. How'd you break it?
Well, I don't want to get into the specifics. I'm sure you guys will see very soon.
We've been doing shit for the past couple of days, but we can't like speak on it at all.
I'm sure,
but you'll find out probably by the next podcast. But we just can't say anything now.
We don't want to ruin any spoilers or secrets.
Yeah, because we're not sure what's gonna happen yet. Because there's really we just don't know what's gonna happen yet. So we have to wait.
But I did something to it, and when it happened, I was like, "Oh, that hurt really bad." And I think it was just my adrenaline, just kind of in the moment. I was excited. And it felt fine. And now 2-3 days later, I can't move it like at all.
Yeah, he was in so much pain. I even had to give him like some of my medicine just to relieve it.
You
because
are so,
he's
so
a hero.
Brave. A hero.
No, I really appreciate it because like I literally was crying my eyes out before Zane got here. I was like tearing up and I was just like, this sucks.
I actually gave him my medication from what I got from my hair transplant surgery, which helped a lot. And I just have it saved just in case for moments like this when someone really needs it and they can't go to the doctor.
I'm going to say it. This is probably worse than your hair transplant because this shit.
No, 100% is because I could at least move my head when I was.
I've been trying to be like WebMD, like on the side, trying to diagnose what's going on with Heath. I think you either have a torn rotator cuff or it's rotator tendonitis or it's a shoulder impingement.
Yeah, whatever all those three are.
A shoulder like impingement.
Well, we're going to find out in about an hour and a half when this is over because I am going to the hospital.
Yeah, because we're looking it up and it's said on there, if it is a torn up rotator cuff, that you should definitely not wait on it and you have to go to the hospital immediately.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how bad is the pain right now that you're experiencing it?
Right this second, because Zane gave me that little pill, I would say it's like a 6.
Oof, okay.
But without it is like a 10, way over 10. Just
right now it hurts, but it's not like terrible. I can like sit here and like I feel it, but if I try to do anything, like if I try to like lift my arm up at all, it just sends like shocks all the way through my shoulder.
It reminds me of the back, like when my back got fucked up and I had to sit in bed for 4 days.
Yeah.
The pain that I was in was so excruciating. Like I felt like it was never going to get better. And I'm sure that's how you feel right now. Or just, you feel like you're just,
you just
done.
Feel helpless because you're just like sitting there. You're like, should I wait it out? Is it going to go away? Do I have to get it checked? Like,
yeah,
but nope, it is persisting on.
Yeah. And what sucks about the situation is that when it happened to Heath didn't feel it for like a day and a half. And then him and Scott went dirt bike riding the next day. So
that probably just made it even worse.
Yeah. Because if it's like a rip, it just made it bigger.
I'm stretching it out.
Oh, my bad. Sorry,
don't make me
that.
Laugh. But yeah, it's so bear with me, guys. Sorry if I don't have the same amount of energy as I usually do.
It was a little fucked up. You didn't come up and dance with me for the intro.
I know.
It's fine.
But
I was
forgive
you.
But you gave him drugs, so it's yeah. All good.
I'm just like, I started talking on my ass. I'm like,
I'm always giving people drugs. It's not good.
Baby, Zayn is the plug.
I am. I give it for free, too, because I'm a good friend. So normally I charge. It's when you start selling it that's bad, right?
Right.
But if you're giving it out for free, it's good.
Yeah, that's like a hookup. Huh. You're not really like...
A drug dealer.
If you were like, if you got caught just handing out free drugs.
Oh, that's jail time.
Yeah, that's illegal.
Imagine I had my painkillers and I took one out from where it says my name and then I gave it to you. Is that illegal?
Yeah, yes. It's definitely.
He's not prescribed.
To you.
It's prescribed
for you.
To you.
Oh my gosh, so we're committing illegal crimes.
And we just admitted to it on this podcast.
Yeah.
I think it's crazy, if you're friends with like a surgeon and stuff, they can write you prescriptions.
Uh-huh.
Like, I've heard of people who are friends with doctors, and when they're in pain or whatever, they just ask them to write them a prescription for it.
And that's
like,
on...
Now that's illegal.
Like a friend,
on
they
pill
can,
mills in Florida.
Like, oh, not, yeah. That's why I love allowed. Florida.
Pill mill?
The pill mills, like it's like... They just start writing out prescriptions for people that like don't need it.
A lot of the times where people are able to get all these drugs and sell them to people, it's because they're coming from doctors, like fucked right. up doctors that like...
You're right. They just write anything for mm-hmm. anyone. Yeah. What I think is wild is the idea of like the prescription pad that they write your prescription on. That's the process of getting the drugs, is they have to write it on this special
on
type of
note.
Pad that you have to physically take to the pharmacy to get it. Like, why isn't it just like
yeah,
registered
digital.
Through a system? It's just weird that
like it feels outdated.
Yes.
It's
for something so serious. Like,
yeah.
So,
right.
If you steal a prescription pad, you could write like prescriptions for anything or anyone. Is there like any like checkup process on that?
I don't think so. Cause I feel like a lot of, at this point, everybody would get fucking,
right.
But that's always like a plot in a show, is like stealing the doctor's prescription pad so they can write themselves.
What shows are you
watching? Yeah. I've
never seen that.
You've never seen that?
No, I've never even heard
of that. I feel
like
I've seen that multiple times in shows and movies about somebody stealing the doctor's prescription pad.
How easy is it to steal that?
You just
pads?
Take it when they're not looking, but it's a very serious paper.
That's got to be a big crime.
You getting the doctor's attention while I'm...
I'm in there. I see it, but I can't reach it. My arm. I'm just like...
You just start screaming. Go. Guys, sorry. We don't do drugs like that. We're just fucking around.
Yeah.
But they are fun to take when you're in pain.
It is helping. I'm feeling good.
They're probably going to give you some morphine tonight if you're like still in pain.
I just don't like... I really hope it's nothing serious enough to have surgery. Like, I just... Don't want
Can I tell you something
that.
That's going to scare you? I saw it on Google, but I didn't want to scare you. But I'll say it now because we're on Unfiltered
cancer.
Baby. No. It's if you do have a broken rotator cuff and you need surgery, it's like a 6 to 8 week recovery.
I know. My dad tore
I don't think
both
it's your
his.
Rotator
and
cuff.
And not only that, for it to fully heal takes 6 to 8 months after
Ooh.
Surgery.
Thank God it's my left hand, though, because if it was my right, I'd be having a really, really hard time.
Yeah,
right.
I had a really hard time because it was my right. Mm-hmm. Like it really sucked. Because if it was my left hand, I'd be great. You know, I could just do I could still do everything because I don't use my left hand anyways.
Right.
So it would have been good.
Get your mind out of the gutter.
Bubba, I wasn't even thinking that.
I wasn't either, but now that you said that.
Why would I think Zayn jerks off with his left hand? That's just
wrong. Oh, yeah.
Well,
no, I wasn't talking. I'm sorry.
Jerking off?
guilty. For a week or two, I had to, though, with my left hand.
Wow. Wait, I'm right-handed, but I jerk off with my left hand.
Oh, because does it feel like
I don't
it's
even
someone else's hand?
No,
right?
It's because
what
I need
do they
my
call
right.
It? The stranger.
I think no, because it happened to me. It happened to me when I was younger because I needed my right hand to surf the internet.
Oh my god! they call it the stranger or something, where you like sit on your hand, make it go numb, so you don't feel like you're holding it.
What?
You never
what?
Heard about that?
Oh, like a stranger hand?
Right.
Like, okay,
oh my
I've heard
god!
About
he's like, you never heard of that? He did it.
Yes.
Okay. So what do you do?
So you sit on your hand until it goes numb so you don't feel it. So you only feel like, I guess, the sensation, but you don't feel it in your hand. So it feels like somebody else's
oh,
hand.
Oh, man.
All right. How long do you have to do this for?
What does it take? Like a minute? Zane's going to try it tonight.
See, right, isn't that, aren't you wearing actually Drake's shirt?
It's Stoss's shirt, but I think Drake gave it to her. Oh, this actually funny story about this shirt. All right, guys. So I'm wearing this, like, what do you call these type of shirts?
Like spray.
Carnival stencil.
They're like at every amusement park.
Like paint spray. Like an airbrush.
Airbrush.
Okay, so I'm wearing an airbrush shirt, and it says happy birthday. It just says happy
Aubrey.
Birthday.
No, happy birthday Aubrey, which is Drake's name. So Zane's wearing, for those just listening, a airbrushed shirt of young Drake, like a school picture.
Stas told me, don't lose it. Apparently, Drake gave this to her on his birthday. She got it from his birthday party. I don't know. So I thought it was a very rare shirt. Until I was driving through the neighborhood, maybe
you saw somebody in it
a month ago. This is my story.
My coffee. I got excited.
I'm driving through the neighborhood and someone's like outside, like in their front yard, like watering something. I don't know. They're doing something, and a kid is wearing the same exact shirt.
Weird.
And I never brought it up to her because I didn't want to make her feel like
she just wanted you to feel special. Yeah, they sell them at like Target. Yeah. With the other band tees.
Yes, but when I saw that, I was just like, I mean, it does seem like a rare shirt because it says happy birthday Aubrey. Like, you wouldn't just have this sold at anywhere.
Have you tried Googling it?
No, I haven't, because I don't like to fact check anything I say.
What if he saw that shirt and was like, I want one of those made, and went to a carnival and was like, can you do this?
And can you make 500?
I do think it was a shirt privately made for like one of Drake's own private parties.
Right, like yeah. Yeah.
I wish I took a picture just to send to her and be like, hey, do you know this guy? Because this guy has it. Hmm. Maybe it was one of Sauce's fucking
Maybe
friends,
he found know. It in a Goodwill.
Maybe it was Drake.
Maybe. Or it could have been Drake.
You never know.
His the back of his head was showing.
Ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. Anything, what's been going on that side of the room?
I mean, we've had like a crazy past 2 weeks, a crazy month, and something that we haven't even mentioned about because it was so serious we didn't want to let you guys know. But now I feel like enough time has passed where we can share the story about what happened at our house, Zane.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Fuck. Okay. I wanted to say this for a little longer, but I think we can now because we just wanted to try to figure out the person that was doing this, but whatever. Fuck it. It's unfiltered, baby. So one day, it was Monday, I wake up and I just can't find my keys anywhere, my car keys. And I a lot of times I misplace my shit.
Right, he usually misplaces it. And it's the reason why I like begged him to get a tile because I was like sick of it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, are you sure? Maybe did you leave them at David's? Are they not in your pants?
And Matt was so annoyed because he was helping me look for it. And like I could tell by his face that like, oh, here Zane is losing his shit again.
Yeah.
But I knew for the first time, I knew that my keys were taken. I don't know if it was by Matt, by Todd, but it was just taken that morning. So I'm looking around. I call Todd. I'm like, hey, because Todd was working out. I was like, Todd, did you take my keys? He's like, no. Like, he was already annoyed that I'm even asking him. He's like, no. I was like, can you please like check your bag? Because if you didn't take them and Matt didn't take them, this is a big problem.
Right.
And he's like, no, I don't have them. And I remember specifically those keys were on that counter because I needed to grab something from Todd's car the night before. And he pointed at the keys. I'm like, no, those are my keys. And we went to bed right after. Uh-huh. So like we were all sleeping. They were there on the kitchen counter.
First thing we did was check your tile.
Oh, okay.
And the tile, you know, like logs in the location where you move around and stuff. And we see at 4 a.m., like 4:07 a.m., his keys.
They got moved.
Yeah, it went out of range.
Could you check the location of where they went, or it doesn't?
No, it doesn't.
Usually it has to be like tracked around like your Bluetooth or something like that.
And
you can't just like
And there's times where the tile does go out of range for some reason, but then it comes back, but it just went out of range and it just stayed out of range. So Matt and I go to check the cameras and we're skimming through that time frame because we know exactly when they're...
And our hearts are just...
Yeah.
You had like a bad gut feeling.
I knew. I already, in my head, I was like, I'm going to see something. I'm going to see something I don't want to see. Because you like, that's what's wrong with camera systems. You do, like, it's,
but
you
your
just
car,
don't want to see what you don't want to see.
But your
there.
Car was still there.
Car was still there, yeah. So I checked the cameras, and then we see some dude walking onto our property, and we're like, get the fuck out of here.
You're asleep in the house.
Yeah, we're asleep in the house. So we follow this guy coming around the whole house. He comes around the house, and... I fucked up. I left a door. We never leave any doors open.
Right.
We always turn on the alarm.
Fuck. I feel
lock
like
all the doors.
That's always how it works.
Yeah. And it's the one day when you slip up.
Yep.
Yeah.
And
we see
see this guy walking through like the side of the house, like
that's
and
so
through
creepy.
These windows. And dude, my gut just hit the bottom of my.
And then
body.
You see him open the fucking door and walk right in.
Oh my! You guys were in the house.
In the
all
house.
Three
yeah.
of us. All three of us.
That's so scary.
And we checked the time. He was in there for 12 to 15 fucking
12
minutes.
12 to 15 minutes.
And
that's
a
long time.
Yeah. And then he leaves the house. And the one thing I noticed that he has on his person is my fly zapper. My fly zapper.
No!
My thing,
zapper.
My swatter.
Fly zapper.
So he takes that and then...
I wonder if he was like holding it as like a weapon, like in case like you guys came out and he would like... Brr.
You come armed. You don't leave armed. Like you don't like...
Yeah, but
I think it was a souvenir.
And I have knives. There's knives in the kitchen too.
I agree with Mariah. I think it was a souvenir.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was just something quirky and fun he could bring back to his friends.
Yeah, for him to, because it's crazy because there's other keys on the kitchen counter. There was uh-huh. Jeff's keys. There was other keys, and he only took my keys. But my car was in the garage. Jeff's car was right out there. Like, he could have taken.
Maybe he wanted that Lamborghini, not a Suburban.
I understand that, but dude, if you can leave with something,
right.
Leave with a car that you can.
Leave I wonder with. If he got the keys hoping you didn't notice it and was going to try to come back like the next day to come get the car.
I think he spent a lot of time in the house because he was realizing that the Lamborghini was in the garage but trapped with Todd's car in the way.
Gotcha.
So he was trying to look for maybe Todd's car keys too, but Todd had them with him in his bedroom.
Yeah.
So
we have the footage, so we're going to play the footage as we're talking about this so you guys can see. If you watch the video on youtube.com/Shane and Heath, you'll see this mm-hmm. guy just go through a yard. Now I have guards outside the house, so now I am, our house is fully protected. I have a guy outside that's every smart. Night.
It's just crazy because like your house is not like easy access to get into.
I don't know. It's just fucked up.
Like,
and obviously,
a person with a mission.
Yeah,
that's just such like a awful invasion of privacy. Like, it just makes you like your skin crawl, yeah. knowing that somebody was walking around in your house while yeah. you're sleeping.
And what fucking sucks is that like you feel so like just stupid too, because this. I left the door open, and this guy could have just had a fucking gun. He could have just came in and just ended all of us. And then left. And he could have done that, but he didn't. And that's what's like so terrifying about the story.
Yeah.
Is that he could have done whatever the fuck he wanted. Could have
I
been
can't
anybody.
Tell if he was literally just doing it for the thrill or if it's personal
and
or...
connecting this to a story about Todd, which happened like 2 years ago at
oh, that's
his
so
house.
Weird too.
Some kid came into his house, took his keys, took Todd's car for a joyride, and then brought it back and put his keys back.
And Todd only
Whoa,
realized because it was parked
what?
A little bit differently. Like, and it was a little bit off, and he like knows how he pulls in every time.
And then he looked at his like car app, and it shows that this person went to the bank and then came right back to
what
the house.
What in
and,
the world?
And yeah. This is yeah. when Todd had David's face all over his car. So it wasn't like...
So you, which makes sense because that's maybe why he didn't like steal it. Because it was
oh,
just
get caught.
So noticeable.
David's face was all over.
Right. Yeah.
But there was a big kind of witch hunt within our group because everyone was thinking, who took Todd's car?
Yeah.
And nobody was owning up to it. And we were still all convinced that it was one of us, but nobody was owning up to
yeah.
it.
That happened when we were out of town, though, right? It was like a...
We were out for Playlist Live.
Right.
Yeah.
And then came back, so nobody was home. So
that
like-
person knew that we're all out of town, which is why they did it. But what's so crazy about this fucking story is that if you just watched our stories, we were home.
Right.
We didn't go out. We were home. And this guy had the balls to come into the house knowing that we were all fucking sleeping.
Yeah.
That's nuts.
He seems way too comfortable, too. Because he yeah. was in there for, one, a long time. Two, casually knew what door to come in. Like, I don't know. It doesn't sit right.
And he didn't look familiar either. So, like, this guy, like, we really looked up and down at these cameras.
But what sucks is, obviously, like, we're in a time right now. Everybody has masks on. So he's got a hoodie and a mask. And you literally cannot see any sort
but
of features.
But he does have a specific walk.
Yeah, he's like, if you knew who this guy was, you would know immediately that
right.
that guy was that guy. Because he had
yeah.
this like very specific body.
Yeah. yeah.
And he's wearing tight jeans, so you knew what his legs like look like with
right.
his.
But
so
why the fly zapper?
I know.
Why the fly zapper?
I know. I just want to know why. Like, why
but
did you take
is it,
that?
Didn't you say this was like the day after you guys posted on like. Your story or something that you were using the fly
She's
zapper.
Right. We were
yes.
using the fly zapper
yes.
2 days before that on my story.
So I wonder
so
if someone
weird.
Saw it and then they saw the fly zapper. They were like, oh, this
oh
is
God,
the one from
funny.
The story. I'll just take it.
So it's a souvenir. And okay.
So that means they definitely know who you are. It was a target. Like it was like.
No. That's no question he knows right. who I am because he went for the Lamborghini keys instead of any car that was available. And when
yeah.
he left the house, he didn't even bother checking where the car was. He just went straight out. So in my head was like, he's coming back.
He's been watching.
Yeah.
Oh,
and it was weird. I was telling my, a couple of my friends told me this and my handyman told me this too because I told him the story. And everybody says that this guy was comfortable enough to know everything about your house. So this could have been a friend of somebody that's been in your house.
That's
which
what
is so fucked up.
That's my theory because I keep thinking, like, if I one of us happened to walk out into the living room and this dude was there, he would have been like, oh, hey, no, it's me. I'm just here to pick up some memory card for so-and-so. I didn't want to wake you. Like,
shit.
Like, they would have had some had some good excuse.
There's no good excuse, though. At 4 in the morning, right. If you wake up and someone random is in your house, it makes no sense.
It just sucks because, like, Zane stays up really late.
Yeah.
Like, you're normally up until 4 o'clock.
You're usually up at 4.
I am up till 4 every night.
It's like it was, like, the worst
It's like
timing.
He heard that you're taking Ambien on this podcast and knew you'd be sleeping.
Oh, my
God.
Whoa! he's listening to this right now. He's just like,
he's loving it. So we had the police come, gave them the footage, told them the whole story. Gave off all that information, but then
wait before you continue, because I want to say something else. When we were watching the footage with the cops, we saw that this guy was not only not fully covered because he was showing his face, but he was touching everything with his fingers.
Right,
he had no gloves on. It didn't seem like this was his first time, or it didn't seem like he did this all the time. It just seemed like a random person.
Not a professional.
Exactly. Sure. He was touching everything, dude. He touched everything in the house. He touched the gates, everything, with his bare hands. So the cops, they got fingerprints all around the house.
Yeah, we got the fingerprint specialist.
Yeah, so they have everything, and all they need to do is just have this guy in custody or just match it through the DMV like system or something. Because this guy left a lot of like evidence around, basically. Oh, man. But yeah, Matt, tell them what happens.
So once we passed off all that information onto them, we, you know, keep just rethinking it over in our heads. Why would this guy come in? Why would he break in? Has he come and checked out the place before? Was this his first time ever walking up to
and
the house?
And just got lucky and it was unlocked?
So we decided to go look back at the footage and check, like, the day before, nothing suspicious. And then 2 days before the break-in, he comes up to the house.
What the?
And this time it was a little earlier. Oh. So you see him come up through the front, and it looks like he looks through the window and then leaves. Either we were up, TV was on, or something. So like, he definitely came before just to scope it out, just to see what it was
and
like.
And what was freaky? The second time he goes on the side of the house where like my bedroom is, and he takes out his phone, and there's like a window that goes into my bathroom. And guys, like, this is a window where I've always been like paranoid if somebody can like see into it, because if you could see me showering. But now the window's covered up. It's nothing to worry about anymore. But the guy takes out his phone and then holds it up to the window and starts like with his flashlight on and like either filming like the inside of the bathroom.
Ew.
Like, can you imagine, like, if I got up just to pee
and
like
you saw a flashlight
and just saw like a phone, a phone? Oh my gosh. So he didn't enter like the property, but he basically went around it to scope it out, and it was the same guy wearing that plaid jacket.
He was wearing the same thing too. He was wearing the same thing both nights.
So he think he cute. He got a robber outfit. He dressed for the occasion.
Yeah. So we're honestly just, I don't want to say waiting for him to come back, but like, I just want to know who this guy is, because I want to see if this guy's connected to anybody we know.
I just want to know why he took the fly swatter.
I know. I always have these fantasies in my head where they're in like the interrogation room and we're standing behind the one-way mirror.
Oh,
watching it.
And we're just like, ask him about the fly zapper. That's all I care about. Just ask him why he took the fly zapper.
I would love to know.
Yeah, but it's just fucking scary. I told my neighbors about everything, and they're all getting cameras. None of my neighbors, nobody on the street has cameras. Just fucking nuts.
But you have like a really like quiet, like, it's not an area where you would think that there would be crime going on. It's very, like, quaint. So I'm not surprised that they didn't have cameras, but, like, they definitely need to have it.
Yeah, no, they're actually all getting it. After they heard what happened, everybody has cameras now. Everybody has, like, security. Baby, we got the street locked up, baby.
Mm-hmm. I'm now part of the Nextdoor app, so I talk to all the neighbors and hear all the hot gossip about everyone on the street when the
they're fucking sassy on those apps. Like, whenever someone's like someone that came on the property, blah blah, and they'll just people under be like, "Who fucking cares?" Like, there's people that like
it's like a social media thing, and they're just like,
No, they're actually pretty funny, that what some of the shit that people say on there. But
have you ever seen like those signs in neighborhoods for like neighborhood crime watch?
Right,
and it's that mysterious man in the jacket. With,
yeah,
like, the
oh
hat.
Yes,
like who a spy
is that? A detective hat.
Well, is he a detective or is he the criminal? But it's the
it's
most
like the
villainous
khaki peacoat.
Yeah, yeah, it's like the most.
Right. It's like a cartoon
looking
villain. The way
yeah,
they
it's
have
like,
it
looks like Carmen Sandiego, but like
oh
in, like,
my gosh, I looked up Carmen Sandiego the other day just to see if I can play it. Did you play it on the computer?
No, I never did. I know there was a TV show. I really know nothing about Carmen Sandiego.
Have a ski mask, Picard, or wait, something. You know, just like something more realistic than a fucking...
Wait, right.
Carmen Sandiego, though, was the woman who like hopped all the way like around the world and you had to guess where she is.
Yeah.
Why would she choose her name San Diego? Like out of all the most beautiful, like crazy...
Carmen Sandiego.
Exotic places. Carmen Sandiego.
Carmen Cabo.
Carmen Cabo. Wow.
Carmen Cancun.
Oh, I like that.
Before we continue, is there anything else that we can add to that story? Because I feel like there was more, and I just can't think of it right now.
Just why the flies swatter? Did they come again? No, but one night I was going to bed around like 3 a.m., 3:30, or I was still up. And this was just like 2 or 3 days after the break-in. And I see like lights in a Kira car park in front of our house, and I was like,
oh yeah,
my
massacre
gosh.
The shit
and
out of me.
Ran into like Zane's bedroom. I'm like, Zane, wake up. Someone's outside the house. And he's like, oh no. And he comes in to my bedroom and we look out like the front window and we see this car.
I wonder
parked.
If he saw you guys look out.
And then the doors open up and two people get out. And Zane and I immediately
and they looked like, because we couldn't see what they're, because they're like wearing right. hoodies, but the way they got out, the way how comfortable they were, it was like, oh my God, these guys are coming in to knock this door down. Like, it looked, it was fucking terrifying. Yeah. And, you know, Matt and I didn't know what to do at this point. We're like, oh my God, what the fuck?
Yeah, what are you
calling
doing?
The cops, it would have not been quick enough with how these people were coming out of the car.
Oh yeah. My first instinct was like, we need a panic room. We have to go somewhere and hide right now because these two guys are about to come in.
we run into the room that we have all the equipment, just like right. the where
security
we can see
camera.
The security room. And we run in, we close the door, and we're like, oh my God, what's going to happen? And sure enough, it's two fucking girls coming outside to take pictures outside of the house.
At 3 a.m.?
At 3 in the morning.
Gosh, give it a rest.
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
And they were like posing up, doing...
Aren't you embarrassed?
Nothing better to do. They're probably on their way to fucking David's too. It's just... Where's the fucking respect?
That is...
Like, you know what I mean? You might as well knock on the fucking door. Like, you want to come in? It's just...
Oh, man.
Weird. It's just terrifying. Like... For Matt and especially, I to have to wake up in the middle of the night and just be terrified that we're about to be gunned down, but it's just two girls taking a picture outside the house. It's just like, just think before you fucking do something stupid like that.
We even like were trying to like bait the guy back at first. We were like putting out like cash, like
oh my
you
God,
could
like,
see in the window.
Oh yeah, we were baiting him back because we had like a whole team waiting.
That's
waiting outside
that's
of my
really
house.
Funny.
So we would like, I was like
setting
saying,
it up.
Go get like some $100 bills and like put them out on the table and
oh
stuff.
Oh my gosh.
Just yeah. to get the kid excited.
Because breaking into a house when there's people in the house is the highest
worse.
Is the like it's like
elite.
When it comes to when you break into a house with nobody in, it's so it's the amount of like what's it called?
The like, level like
the
level
of crime is so far in between that and when there's people inside like sleeping.
Mm-hmm. Multiple
yeah.
people.
Yeah, like this guy will go to jail for years if this guy gets caught for doing that shit. So that's why we were like baiting him. We're doing everything we could just to bait him because we had a whole
right.
we had a whole force ready to get ready to fucking get him.
I think the police though are actively onto this kid because of the fingerprint lady coming out and taking
uh-huh.
fingerprints.
They,
usually that's when there's an active case going on that this links to it and the guy probably looks
right.
like it. So they want to match things up. But we haven't heard. But
and normally cases like that, it takes like weeks. They were telling me it takes 2 weeks for someone to come out and
uh-huh.
do fingerprints. They came out the next day. And
in
my head was like, oh, they
that's
probably
good.
Have somebody or a couple people just like that fits their
mm-hmm.
roster
mm-hmm.
or whatever. So yeah, but that's it. That's the story, and we have so many of these fucking stories.
I feel
this
like
is what like our eighth story,
Jesus.
Our eighth story of someone, and this is throughout our whole friend group. Like something scary like that happens with everyone.
Leave us alone.
Yeah, why are you such a target? So much.
Mm-hmm. Maybe because there's a Lamborghini in my garage.
Maybe. Yeah, it could be.
Apparently, though, that day earlier in the day, a car was stolen on our street.
Oh yeah.
Oh really?
But the guy didn't match. The guy didn't because we saw the footage. The guy didn't match.
I bet they matched those other two.
What other two?
The ones that stole my truck.
Do you think they're all in like this Facebook group right now? Just like, hey,
they're all in the same group. I was thinking the same thing.
I heard that sometimes it's like maybe can be like gang related, and they drop you off in the neighborhood, and it's like an initiation thing where they go break in, bring something cool back.
They brought. Imagine bringing a fly swatter. But back
we're
to
gonna
gang.
Call. We're gonna call you Zappy. You're part of the gang now. Welcome.
But if it connects to like an IG story post, you know, then that's like, I guess, cool for them. What are we doing? We're just like, come on over, baby. No, take my fly swatter.
I mean.
Imagine finding like a Finsta account of all the like objects taken from.
Oh, you'd be surprised. There's so many cases have been solved because these people post the shit they steal on their Instagram pages. Like Matt, what were
you
saying?
You can't be that fucking stupid.
Like rich people's kids will post like some dad will steal a car and then their kids are like driving and they'll post on their Instagram.
That's like for tax reasons, like claiming your assets and stuff. Nope. And right. Is it the FCC? Right.
I don't know. The other day you were saying
that's
how like
what, yeah, so kids, like, people who come after for like insurance or tax reasons, and people have to report certain incomes, but sometimes they can see this loophole through that rich kids of Instagram. If it's this kid who's posting all these pictures in their dad's car, but their dad's not claiming
it, yeah,
for his tax reasons, they're getting busted through.
Like
that.
look at my big ass boat, but like your parents don't make enough to be able to afford all these things that you're saying.
And these kids are posting it without the parents knowing that they're posting it. That's funny.
Imagine how stupid you would feel if you got your parents busted because you wanted to flex your parents' belongings.
Yeah. Did you hear about the girl that broke into the Hype House with her mother? And raided the whole house. You didn't hear
with her mom?
Yeah, she's big on TikTok, this little girl. I think she looks like she's like 14. Her and her mom broke into the Hype House, the old Hype House. And all their stuff is still there because they're kind of, I think they still like
had belongings
there. Yeah. So they went through all the closets. She took like Avani's clothes and Cover's clothes, and they all posted about it, and they exposed her because the girl posted TikToks in the house with her mom, like raiding through the closet. She posted.
Hold on, how did I not see
this? And then you go on her TikTok, and she's wearing all of the girl's clothes.
And
then her whole account, she's still posting normal, but all her comments are like, "That's so and so's jacket. That's give this stuff."
And you know,
back,
you know what's
back.
Crazy
how
about these situations?
And they also flush all the fish down the toilet.
What?
Yeah, the fish tank was
a murderer.
Isn't that crazy?
Murder!
Her and her mom. Her mom.
How are they not busted? How are they not in trouble for this?
I don't know.
You know what's crazy? If this was like an older dude, he would have probably went to jail immediately because it's just creepy. But like her mom?
Her mom.
Oh my God.
And they posted videos. There's videos all over.
And they're not in trouble. Are they in trouble? Are they like getting punished at all?
I don't know. She's still on TikTok. They're still posting. They posted in the bathroom. They're like doing TikToks in the bathroom on the staircase. It's like insane.
How is nothing happening?
I have no idea.
I gotta look into that.
Check if she's done any TikToks with fly swatters. Yeah, I started looking on OfferUp as soon as like this happened. I was like, what if they tried selling it? Like Zane's fly swatter.
Imagine my keys, but like the purple thing, like everything that's on my keychain is just still on there in the pictures.
That pain pill thing is wearing off. You got any more of them?
It shouldn't be wearing off. It lasts for 8 hours.
Or I don't think it's wearing off. I think the pain is just getting worse, maybe.
It all day has just been getting gradually worse.
And it said on Google at night, it gets like the worst.
Fuck.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I read that too.
Baby, just chug down some NyQuil, baby. Sip on some lean.
Oh my gosh.
Every time I see those like styrofoam cups, it immediately reminds me of lean. Like people drinking. Because like back in my hometown, there's so many like people around me that would like drink that shit.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And I never knew why.
I knew some kids who did it one time. They went to a football game and they thought they were dying because they did too
really?
Much.
Really?
It was apparently one of the scariest nights of their life.
Jeez.
And they was like, they thought they
why
were
would
dying.
You want to drink something that makes you like tired?
I think it just makes sleepy. You loose. It's like a downer.
It makes you loose?
Hell no, it makes you slower and you rap better.
Wait, it makes you loose?
Does it loosen up my arm?
I want to talk about, obviously, we flew out of here this week for something which we can't talk about yet. But I wanted to tell you guys a story what happened with my flight attendant. Who was next? It was Scott. Scott was next to me. So the flight attendant walks up to me and he goes, Zane Ajazi, huh? Do you have family in Ontario? in Canada? I'm like, I do have family in Canada.
You do?
I do. Cool. I do. And he goes, he starts naming all these names and I go, no. And then he goes, Selma Hijazi? And I go, yeah, that's my cousin. That's or that's my like aunt.
Right.
And he's like, oh, funny story. I dated her for
what?
I'm like,
what?
I'm like, hold on, what? And he's like, yeah, yeah, we dated, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, it was great. But, you know, unfortunately, she died 2 years ago. And I'm like, she died?
Oh, my God.
I'm like, wait, has she died? And he's like, yeah. I'm like, okay, we have the wrong Hijazi. Oh, it's not my, it's oh not my, my aunt. It's not my aunt.
Oh,
it's not,
my God.
That would have been the worst way to find out, though.
Oh, my.
From my flight attendant 2 years later.
Oh my God.
I'm like, I do not stay connected with my family at all. Died 2 years
He's
ago.
Just like, yeah, isn't it a shame? A shame what?
What are the odds?
It was nuts. Scott couldn't believe that happened.
That's,
he was like
that's
dying.
Really, so that funny.
It was really, really funny.
Oh, isn't it crazy though? Zane's stepsister lives like 5 minutes away from my parents' house in Carrollton. It's
what
crazy.
The heck?
Yeah.
Small
it,
world.
It really yeah, is a small Zane's, world.
Yeah, stepmom told me like, oh, you're from Carrollton? My daughter lives there. I go, really? What's her address? Like, I looked it up. Like, she's so close. I wanted to bring Zane out there and like surprise you. Just be like, oh, let's just take a turn here.
She could cook up some butter chicken for you. You have like a nice Pakistani night over there.
That's so weird.
Yeah. Yeah.
Small world.
Speaking of planes, I saw a TikTok today of... It was a student like flying a plane. Like I guess it was like her first time.
I saw this one.
You
too.
Saw it?
Yeah.
And the instructor is just like, all right, easy, easy. And she's like just like
coming into land.
And she lands and like the nose starts hitting the bottom.
Oh,
and
no.
It was like really scary to watch. Like I think it was the pilot or somebody friends with the pilot posted it and was like something about like almost died today.
I couldn't finish that TikTok because it said that.
I just don't like, understand nope. How you like how you can be an instructor and all day you're just being in a passenger seat of people flying for the first time. Like
that's got to be such a tough position too.
Yeah.
Like, imagine like because it's like you got to let them learn. Like you can't just like take over.
But do they have student flying? Built planes like you know how like
yeah,
student
there's,
driving there's the brake
yeah,
on the
two,
guy's side but
yeah.
Do they have like a
what
separate
do they call it, the yoke two yokes each side but the pilot side can take over and like
but I mean you can't really take over when you're that close to landing
right that's yeah. What I'm saying like at what point are you like okay this isn't gonna like this
or,
isn't gonna
like
work.
An eject seat or something like peace like that's so fucking terrifying and like what's crazy is that we need pilots like we always need pilots yeah. But these pilots need to learn
my brother got his pilot's license when he was younger. I think he was like 17.
17?
He started at 16.
How can you get your pilot license that and you
like,
can't even drink yet?
Not like a commercial pilot.
No,
right.
But like enough
training.
Fly.
Enough to go rent a plane and go fly by himself.
Right.
Like he got his private pilot.
Oof.
And how old do you need to be to like fly a commercial?
Well, I looked it up and it is 21, but the youngest out there right
oh!
now.
If I got on a plane and a 21-year-old was the pilot,
no, I am out of there. There's no way.
All those TikTokers are 21. Could you imagine that?
What I was going to say, though, so my brother, his instructor that he learned from, died a couple years later after my brother got his license from a student.
Oh, Jesus. No.
Which is awful. Oof. It was something happened where it was like there was two students flying. One was – so you have to get your instrument rating, which means they black out your entire windshield. Like you can't see anything and you have to fly based off of your instruments.
In an actual plane?
Yeah. So because you have to – like if it's cloudy or something happens,
for
like
what?
You need to be able to fly.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Is this a David bit? Like that's some shit David would do. Bro.
Right.
Yes.
So I blindfolded all my friends and they're going to be flying planes for
figure
the first
out.
Time.
Trust your instincts.
But yeah, something happened where they were – they had the instrument rating. Like they were trying to get that and another plane was in the area and they collided with it, I guess.
There's no reason to fucking blindfold yourself like that. Why?
But doesn't air traffic control tell you where to go?
I don't know.
If any of you are pilots, please explain this to us in the comments. It's just so, it's crazy how they teach like that.
I mean, you have to. I mean, I get why they do it. You have to be able to, but like, you should not be flying.
Well, where, just in case you go blind while flying a plane, like,
if
it's cloudy,
yeah, it could be like a dust storm on the ground. You can't see a thing,
but you need to know how high.
Okay, that makes sense. Yeah, that makes sense. I guess.
No, that does make sense.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Because I just realized, when you fly in helicopters, right, there's times where it's like really foggy,
right,
and you need to control the helicopter when it's completely foggy outside and you can't see. Yeah, that makes sense. Okay. Oof. Sorry for my ignorance, but I know now. You guys, we learn, we become better.
And we grow on this podcast.
We move on.
My grandpa had a heart attack, I think it was like maybe 15 years ago now.
Uh-huh.
And my grandma called my mom and was like, we don't think he's going to make it. Like, you need to get here now. He was in the Bahamas. So she was like, oh shit, like, I got to get out there now. So she booked the next flight she could find, drove to the airport, and it was one of those tiny little, like, puddle jumper, like, little tiny planes.
Sounds like a fucking nightmare.
She walks on, and she's, like, already sketched out. She doesn't like little planes. So she turns, and you know how you can, like, see into, like, who the pilot is, like, when you walk in, the door's open? She said it was this young kid, and he had his hat backwards, looked back, and was like, hey, what's up?
What?
And she was just like, absolutely not. Absolutely not. So she sits down and she's already panicking, like freaking out. She's deathly afraid of flying. So then she hears the pilot talking on the loudspeaker and was like asking this one lady to move her seat to balance out the weight in the airplane because one side was a little too heavy. And they're trying to move baggage and luggage around to try to make this thing fly straight. And she was like, nope. Nope, nope, nope. Got off the plane and walked off. A couple hours later, she called my dad and she was hysterically crying. My dad was like, you're not in the Bahamas, are you? She was like, no. She ended up just like walking off the plane, going to the bar and just sitting there having drinks and just crying.
I get it. I'm dead ass serious. I would have done the same thing. I would have done the same thing if I was her on that plane. I just would have walked out.
But it's like,
it's
imagine,
not
like,
worth it. It's not worth
you
it.
You have to really be afraid to know, like, you're getting off the plane when you need to go, like, your dad just had a heart attack and, like, you need to get there now.
Yeah, it must have been real stressful for her to have to make that decision. Fucking
right.
Man. And his hat was on backwards. Was it like the captain's hat backwards?
Ball cap.
Like
a ball cap.
And then I saw that plane take off and I saw someone's tray table down and I was like, I'm out of here. This is not a safe plane.
And they were throwing luggage out the back of the plane to try to get weight off of it.
Oh, no way.
We were just talking about this the other day. What was that? We were talking about like getting rid of like eye bags like under the eye because like I've always struggled with it. But I remembered back to, it was in one of your videos.
Yeah.
We started reading comments like, oh, because like I talked about it and they're like, oh, Heath, just put tea bags under your eyes. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. I was like, I have tea. Went to the kitchen. I just grabbed two tea bags out, put them underwater, and then I set them on my eyes. And I'm sitting here. I'm like, mother. I was like, this shit burns. I was like, wow, ow, ow. It really hurts. And my eyes started like watering and like my face felt like it was on fire.
Shot red, bloodshot red, his eyes. And I was like, oh my God. I grabbed the tea bag. I look at the ingredients. The first three ingredients were lemon, cayenne pepper,
and like ginger.
Cayenne pepper.
It was literally, my face was on fire. I was freaking out. And I was like, maybe I should have read the ingredients first before.
That shit's so fucking funny.
Ooh.
Imagine putting cayenne pepper in your
eye. Dude, one time when I was in high school, I was staying the night at my friend's house, and I had slept in my contacts, so my eyes were really dry when I woke up. And I go to his bathroom, and I see that he has like a, you know, a little bottle of red eyes. I put it into my eye, and it just starts burning, like burning, burning, deep pain sting that I've never felt. And I immediately just started like screaming and like freaking out and was like, what is this? Why is it like burning? And my friend's like asleep and he wakes up and he goes, oh no, you didn't put that in your eye. And I'm like, I did.
Oh,
he goes,
shit.
What is it?
Dude, that's bleach.
Oh my
Why
God.
Why would you put bleach kidding. In You're
eye
kidding.
Drops? Because he was on the baseball team and was smoking weed and heard this rumor about drug testing that if you put a few drops of bleach in your urine, it can dilute it or whatever. And so he put bleach in this eye, this red eyes thing, and just had it just in case a day where he thought that he had to do a drug test. And so I put that into my eyes.
Dude, you're lucky you didn't go blind.
I thought my color was going to go away. I thought I was going to have this white eyeball.
How does that actually not fuck your eye up, though, actually? Because, like,
I mean, I sat under the sink flushing it out for well over 30 minutes.
Oh, yeah, they teach you that in chemistry class.
Because I feel like drinking just a little bit of bleach fucks you up for like a day and a half. Like, I just feel like you get so sick after you drink a little bit of bleach.
2-3 drops of bleach directly into my eye.
Oh my God.
That reminds me of this really funny story.
Oh my gosh.
God, and my eye was so red. I wanted to tell the story, but I couldn't tell that my friend had bleach in an eye, in a red eyes bottle.
Your guy's doing your LASIK eye surgery. He's like, what's in your eye there, bud? Is that bleach?
Have you had work done already?
That actually reminds me of this really funny story. When I was in high school, do you remember Matt?
Yeah.
Matt King?
Yeah. Matt from our high school. He ended up taking mushrooms one night. And he was tripping, like, just in his own world. He was the happiest I've ever seen. Like, he was feeling it. And then he's walking around and he's like, does anybody got eye drops? Because his eyes were like a little bloodshot and he just didn't, I guess, want to look like he was on drugs.
Right.
And in my pocket, I had, I had the breath drops that look like a Listerine bottle.
Oh my God, Heath.
And I don't know why I was fucked up. Like, I was an ass.
Were you on shrooms too?
No, but I was on alcohol, a lot of it. And I thought it'd be funny. I don't know why. Thinking back, this is awful. But he's like, does anybody got eye drops? And I was like, yeah, I got some. And I gave him the Listerine eye drops. And he just boop, 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 boop. And he's just like, oh my God. Oh my God. And he's freaking out. He's like, what is this? And I was like, it's Listerine. And I don't know why.
You really are disgusting.
That's fucked up.
You didn't do it intentionally.
No, I did. That was the problem.
Heath.
I know.
On shrooms?
Sick. I'm
a
sick.
Sick, disgusting man.
You're looking back, I have no idea why I did that.
It was a different time.
Only on shrooms too. Aren't you the happiest on shrooms?
Oh, yeah,
too?
I just fucked up his trip.
That trip. Hopefully, he was able to flush it out and like.
Oh yeah, he just went to the sink and rinsed it out.
He sees in black and white now. Because
it kept him stuck in the trip for some reason. There's like some chemical, and he just stayed high for the rest of his life.
His eyes smell great now forever, huh?
Yeah.
Wait, did you guys see the TikTok where? The caption is like, I knew it. And they just walk into a random store and they're like, Karen. Because there's four women.
Oh my God, that one's so good.
Like Karen, they would be Karens. And she goes, Karen. And they all turn around and they're like, oh, they were laughing. And they were like, she's Karen.
And it was the most Karen out of them all. It was the old, like
the
one.
She had the haircut and everything. Yeah.
That's so
nuts.
Good.
I was surprised that girl just pulled out a camera like that and just walked in and did that.
Yeah.
Brave girl.
I'm so surprised there was actually somebody named Karen.
Were they in like a Dairy Queen?
It was like an ice cream shop.
Yeah. So what are some things you guys want to do before you die?
I think the number one thing on my bucket list is to see the Northern Lights, the Aurora Borealis.
Oh, yeah.
Don't you have to go to Alaska for that? Like, where do you have to go for that?
You can go to a couple different places like Iceland, Greenland.
I feel like Alaska
would
be the coolest, though.
Yeah.
They have like Airbnbs you can stay in. It's like
that
really
you can
cool.
see that looks, from like mm-hmm. from your
it
room.
It looks so pretty.
I want to see that.
Do they like move around?
Yeah, they like wiggle in the air.
Wow.
It's crazy.
I want to be in a NASA control room after like a successful launch or landing and just like high five everyone.
But it's not as crazy as the movies, because we actually did see the room after they successfully launched.
No, they were like hugging and like tearing up and
I did not see any of that. Well, I just saw a bunch of people just still at their desks like,
All right.
Yeah, but like in movies, they're just like, whoa! They're like throwing papers up in the air. And shit.
Yes. Like Wall Street.
I want that. I just want
to
experience.
Oh, that would be cool
energy.
To see.
I would like to see me post another YouTube video.
Okay, we're going for realistic stuff here.
What do I want to see before? I would like to see Japan. I feel like Japan is just such a whole nother world.
Yeah, don't even get Matt started. Yeah.
Yeah.
Did someone send me something about Japan?
Us going to the Olympics?
No, it wasn't the Olympics. It was something about it's cheaper because of Corona. I don't know. Like someone sent me something about Japan and was like, all right, it's time for you guys to go.
I guess,
I forgot what it was.
Some places have, they're trying to get their tourism back up. So they're making everything like half off all the hotels.
Cancun is like that. But I don't want to be down there with a bunch of people who are there on a
COVID-19 budget trip. That does not seem like the crowd you want to go with.
But you do, like, when you do travel outside of this country after all this, you do want to be somewhere that's not so fucking packed.
I just found the shirt that you're wearing. Guess how much it got sold for?
Is it on eBay?
It got sold for $130, but it was listed for $8.
You've been looking for this the whole time?
I just had the tab open, but look, it was listed for $758.
Whoa.
Wow.
We should take you to the hospital, right?
I would like that.
Okay. I think it's time to...
I would like to see it.
But Heath is not feeling it. He's already texted me twice secretly that he wants to end it. So, so we're going to end this podcast. We love you so much. Guys, it's our last time that you can buy the merch. Our merch that's up right now on fanjo.com/Zane and Heath because we are going to remove it forever and ever because we do have new merch coming out next week.
So if you guys want the OG original Zane and Heath Unfiltered merch, now's your time to get it because it is going to be discontinued.
And once it is gone forever. So please get it.
But also be excited for the new stuff coming out too.
Yeah, it's very bright colors, so we'd be excited for that. It's not dark this time. Mm-hmm. We had to put a little bit of juice and the funny into it. So, we love you so much. You can check out this podcast, the audio form on Spotify, on the Apple Podcasts, blah blah blah, all that, and then you can check out the video form on YouTube.com/Zane and Heath.
Mm-hmm. And thank you guys again, as always, for tuning in. We love you guys and appreciate you guys coming back.
Yeah, and pray for Heath because he needs all the prayers that he needs right now because his rotator cuff is broken.
Well, I can't wait to figure out what this is.
I
would love to figure it out. All right. We'll let you guys know. All right, bye, guys. We love you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.